Hello and welcome to Public Access America. This is Just the Tip.
Oh, do I see an injustice happening? Oh, I'm about to fuck some shit up. Right. You know what I mean? Oh, you're picking on that person? Oh, be prepared to unleash, you know, you've just unleashed hell. And yeah. I'm sorry for your luck.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's my position. My podcast is, we're here for your mental health. We're here for, you know, to support you. It doesn't even depend on what you're fighting for. As long as you're not trying to harm, hurt, maim, kill anybody who is lesser than you, I'll stand behind it. But if you're going to be some racist Nazi punk who thinks that the MAGA system is the best system in the world, you got problems.
I don't have a problem with that person if they're not hurting anybody. If you're just sitting in your house being racist MAGA fuck, I don't care. Just a tip. Thank you.
It is time now for something positive.
We might be headed to the promised land.
Our external liberty once we internally liberate ourselves.
The problem can only be solved when there is a kind of coalition of conscience.
That is how it works.
This is the beginning. It is not the finale. And that's why we're here. And that's why we rally.
We've got to be that creative minority.
I got in trouble. It was good trouble. It was necessary trouble.
Franklin, I know we've got to do something.
Let's do all of the things. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Public Access America. My name is Jason, because of course it is. His name is Adam, because it is definitely not Jeffrey.
No, it's not.
Man, I was thinking about the old days when it would be like, what are you doing for your mental health? What are you eating? And what music are you listening to? And yeah. I was like, I just want to get Adam back on. I want to have an Adam day, because those episodes always rock. And then... of course, the earth shook, you know, this week. And I just want to say, I'm not avoiding the topic. It's just really, what can two men bring to this conversation? You know, I feel like it has to be covered, and we are working on finding people that can discuss it from the correct point of view. You know,
100%. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you're right, man. I mean, we're two dudes. We can't speak for the public decision. We can't speak for the judicial decision.
Yeah.
It's so difficult to watch all the queens in my life just sit there and like, men did this. And I'm like, no, people voted on this. These judicial, you know? And so it's like, it's really hard to see them frustrated. You know, I was sitting around at a barbecue last night. I may have been eating some mushrooms. I don't know. But we were listening to these, you know, these young ladies talk about it. And they're like, it's Roe versus Wade. And to hear the younger generation be pissed really inspired me to be like, yes, absolutely. Young queens, stand up and start fighting now, because so yes, I agree. I don't want to get too far into it, because
we're two podcasts that would have somebody on the show that would
100%
would have the, from my perspective as a single man, the only thing I can say is this makes it a lot more difficult to meet somebody indiscriminately, you know what I mean? I think women are closing their legs, and they should. You know, so I'm happy I'm asexual. Like, I'm not looking for that stuff. My sister taught me something, and she said, when you walk into a store, the cashier looks up at you and then looks somewhere else. If a black guy walks into the store, suddenly you and the cashier are watching the black guy. But if a woman walks into the store, all three of you are watching her, and you're all trying to figure out what part of her you own. And from that point, I was just like, oh man.
How infuriating.
So I've always looked at women as, it's not my place to like infringe on you. You know, I'm just being me, and it's not your right to infringe on me. Don't come with your drunk ass and sitting on my lap and be a bitch and expect to get away with it. You know,
yeah.
I can't do that to you. You can't do that to me. It makes it really hard to meet people, though.
Yes, it does.
You know, especially when you can't see. I can smile at somebody. That might be a 12-year-old. It might be a short 42-year-old. I'm not sure. And I don't know if they're smiling back. So for me, the best thing to do is just like stay away from the whole situation. But I really want to know women that I will support them in any way possible on fighting with this. We have Delegate Candy. Oh, I forgot her last name. We just connected last night. She had a tweet about something about fighting. And I told her God didn't make mountains so that he could push us up them, you know, he made them so that we would see them worthy of climbing. And since then we've like connected, and I was like, she tweeted something and I was just like, you know what, maybe tomorrow I'll fight, but today I'm just really sad. And she was like, all right, then you can be sad, but we're over here fighting still. And I was like, God damn it, Candy, come on the show.
Exactly, man. You can't really extinguish that just because, you know, I get I get your side, I get her side, you know. All we can do is just understand, listen and understand.
Yeah. And do what we're told. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we can do. It's really hard, but you know what? I'm remaining righteous and trying to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that everyone deserves as many rights as possible.
100%.
So I don't
think the 21st century, right?
Yeah, right. Right. I can't remember what we were working on. Something like we were talking about giving animals rights, right? And robots rights. And now we're taking women's rights. It just seems so backwards. And the thing is like, it's a black hole because the Supreme Court in and of itself isn't in the Constitution. So if they start eliminating everything that isn't in the Constitution, eventually the last thing they'll eliminate is the Supreme Court, you know? It's so political. It's just gross and political to do to people. And I know Washington State, Illinois, California, New York, those are places that women can still be women, but that just makes us the divided states of America. And I hate that.
100%, man. Completely divided. And it really sucks.
Mushrooms. I was going to ask you, what are you doing for your mental health? I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been big on like just mental health things. Like last week it was like, what is scope creeping on what's just sneaks into your mental health where it's like, no, like, you know, your kid's crying and you're meditating. That's kind of like you have to deal with that. Right. But then there's other things like work is like, can you work an extra hour? And you're like, I just don't know if mentally I can take it, but I also don't know if I can say no. And then all these little things start to scope creep on your well-being. And then suddenly you need to seek mental health, you know?
And being, you know, the worst state in the whole union with the worst mental health, it's the most difficult. Where are you going to go? You can't turn to anybody. Mm-mm. There's waiting lists. I went. So like, you know how you have doctor checkups, you have, you know, your physical PT, you can all do your eyes, you can do everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go get my mental health tuned up. There was a waiting list like a year and a half. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What are other people doing who actually have issues? What are they doing? And are they
drugs?
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marijuana is like as free as the water that we have here in Washington State. It's just as powerful. I can't smoke any because, you know, my license, but
man, there's still alcohol. You can still beat on your woman now as much as you want. You know,
don't do that.
Well, what I'm saying is there's ways that people let out the frustration. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes they grab a gun and they crash their truck and they run into an elementary school. Sometimes they beat on their wife. Sometimes they demean their coworkers or just other people. They bully them so they can feel powerful. There's lots of ways. Or they can get mental health help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably the best.
Yes, that's the best. Yeah. But the problem is you can wish in one hand for a bunch of mental health therapists and you can shit in the other and see which one actually produces mental health therapists. You can't just, it's not a spigot you can turn on and create people, you know?
It's difficult, man. And plus nobody wants to deal with that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's better paying jobs, less stress. You know what I mean?
Right. Definitely better paying jobs. We were talking about it a few episodes ago that like, what if a prison was surrounded by like school, and then so a felony would actually lead to a degree as opposed to a felony, you know, like put trade schools. And I could see mental health therapists coming out of prisons with like a degree in being a mental health provider and then like doing it. I think that would, I mean, from those are the people that I want, somebody that had the experiences that somebody like that's been incarcerated, you know, fairly or unfairly has had. There's violent people.
Sure. And
imagine if you spend life in prison, but all you can do is learn. Man, what kind of motherfucker would that be?
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. I think that, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah.
I wish I could like spot off numbers like Jeffrey could, man.
Right.
He has the numbers for how many are incarcerated unfairly and unfairly, and which drug offenses and violent offenses, domestic violence offenses. He would have all that numbers broken down.
Right.
But we know that there's a lot of the majority of the people incarcerated are minorities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that sucks. Yeah. And if they could learn a trade while they're in there,
definitely. You know, yes.
That would be legit.
I mean, eventually you get so bored, and I think that's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. We're just like creating people that were bored, and then we give them no solution when they come out. But imagine if like, I don't know, a guy gets 10 years and he comes out with like the brain of Jeffrey because all he could do is sit there and learn math. I think that would be really cool. Yeah,
that would be cool. Yeah. You know, a betterment of society.
Right.
You know what I mean? So here's what you got to do. Here's your penance for being in jail, you know, go educate yourself for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
10 years. That's what a bachelor's.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. But my education was a clamp truck. You know what I mean?
My education was business school. Hey, get out there into the workforce. Hurry up, son. Ain't gonna make no money that way. So that's how we did the shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I like the idea because, I mean, tell me what kid's going to act up when some Latin king tatted up, like, you know, guy comes in and goes, I'm going to teach you history now.
Like, it's like, okay, yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. I want to see them as police officers. I want to see them as teachers, as EMT, as frontline workers, you know?
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. It would be a life changing experience for everybody.
Right. So. Man. People would want to go to college just for the free education, or go to prison for the free education.
I know, right? No, shit, that would be hard.
Yeah.
4 years, you might as well, you know?
Yeah. I think that's so cool. So what have you been doing for your mental health then?
Oh, man, let me tell you. So, of course, I love my job. I just love my job. So, like, you know, I've been working a lot of that, you know, and then also working on my Jeep. Mm-hmm. And then I decided I'm working on my quad because now I got a quad.
Nice.
And then I'm like working on my dirt bike. And I'm like, okay, so now I'm going to take it for rips. You know, I'm just going to go out there and just ride.
What size dirt bike?
250 XR.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's just a, you know, gas powered. It's a four stroke. It's legit. You know, it doesn't go super fast, but it goes where you want it to.
A 125 is quick, but a 250 is fast. Yeah. For me, anyway.
But everybody I know has got them two-stroke motors, you know, the 250 YZF, blah, 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 blah. And they're, like, snappy, and they're, like, they haul ass. But mine's the tractor of all of them. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to go up that hill and not bog down. You know, man, I'm up the hill, you know what I mean?
That's
so
cool.
So that, I've been playing a lot of music. I mean, we're gearing up for a show right now, me and Zach in the band that I play in.
Nice.
And, we're just, you know, I've been playing a lot of music. You know, him and I've been writing. We got like 4 CDs already in the can, ready to go.
I believe that. You're like me. Once you focus on it, you're determined, but it's harder to get that focus there, you know?
Yeah. But I've been, like you said, man, I've been focused on my mental health. So I mean, like if I focus on something like that, it's like, okay, cool. oh, I got a direction. My mind is like free. All of a sudden, I don't have any chains holding me down.
Right. You
know? And it helps that my work is so phenomenal, and it helps that my kids are so phenomenal, and it helps that my guitars are just fucking tuned and ready to go. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. So what about you? What have you been doing?
You got to tell me more about the band.
Oh shit, man. I5 Senses, bro. Okay. I5 Senses. You know, we got one CD. It's out right now. It's called Barging In. My kid did the artwork for it. Zach had all the ideas. I'm not even going to lie. He came to me and said, hey man, I got some ideas.
I got you.
Throw some guitar on it. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And like every idea that I've had, he's just like, yes. And then every idea he's had, he's like, yes. And if it doesn't work, he's like, well, it didn't work, but let's try this. And I'm like, yes. You know what I mean? And there's only two of us, dude. And he is such a creative dude. So
nice.
I mean, it helps. It helps that we're not constrained by other attitudes, and we just there's no ego. Ego's checked at the door.
Right.
Attitude is checked at the door. He's like, how are you feeling today? Before we start practicing. And I'm like, you know, I'm a little sad. He's like, well, let's talk about it. You know, and then it was like, you know, if I'm sad about, you know, the fact that there was too much traffic and some old ass lady who was blind in one eye, deaf out of the other, can't see out of her feet, cuts me off. He's like, you good now? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do this. He's like, good. Yeah. And then the music is just like, bam, it clicks. So
I love that. You deserve that.
Thank you.
You've been through a lot of musical mutations. You know what I mean?
So, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is just a nice blend of like, I don't know, man. It's like jazz, and then there's like hip hop, and then there's like death metal, and then there's like that's rock. Perfect. Yeah, it's like whatever, you know, whatever's, you know, we're feeling at the moment, we just write it, and it's like, he's like, I like it. Listen to this. And all of a sudden, it's a full song. I'm like, shit, nice. Here we go.
I always say, I'm like, musically, I'm creative, but not talented. Like, I have great ideas that somebody rock else could like make great. Oh man, I had just like last month or two, I just spit out a whole bunch of weird ass songs.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Creating, dude. Yeah.
But it was just, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know how to explain. I did a song, and it was like, I just put something in the software, and I was like, if I do the like melody with my voice, somebody else can take it and do whatever. So sure. It was just, but it was this 2 minute, and it was this wedding song. And I was like, that's so bad that it's like, like you could hear a wedding singer singing it. You know what I mean? It's just a single guitar and an average voice talking about a moment in a wedding between two other people, not the bride and groom, like just two other people that have been seeing each other, and finally they find each other on the dance floor. And I was like, I could imagine some bitch that just got married wanting to embarrass two people that were at her wedding by playing this song towards the end of the night and making them dance to it.
Oh, damn.
You know, and that made me think, what if I just made a whole album of like, wedding songs, you know what I mean?
Hey, you're creating, man. That's the most important part.
Well, I want to get something that generates income. So if I can make something cheesy, like if I can make an album with 12 moments for like a graduation and a new birthday song and a wedding song, then who cares? You know what I mean? I put it out there for $4.99 and just make a penny or two every so often.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's nice.
People just don't follow through with their ideas. They're when people go in a direction, they look for the block so that they can stop. Like they run to a point and they know that point is going to block them and stop them. And they can say they tried, but they didn't, because the first hurdle they came to, they stopped and went,
I get it, man. We've had so many hurdles with this band that Zach is like, man, hey, we hit this hurdle. This is my idea. What do you think about it? I'm like, oh man, I think about this like this. And he's like, all right, we're over that hurdle. Let's get over it. And we just keep going, dude. I mean, so I get what you're saying. You got to have the vision. You have to have the vision of the bigger picture and the whole scheme of the world, as opposed to just like that one block or that one hurdle. Yeah.
It's a longer journey. And like those hurdles are what, that, like I said, it's a mountain. You want to climb that. So you got to see it running to it. Yeah. I told Kai, I was like, you play the ukulele. Just send me like 2 minutes of ukulele and I'll sing some dumbass shit over it and it'll be cool.
Hell yeah.
Because the other thing I realized is that all this stuff I want to do, I can't do by myself. Like podcasting, I can't do that by myself. Music, it's just not going to, it's always going to be one dimensional crap as long as it's just me. But some of those songs I collaborated with like Johan on, that shit's pretty cool. You know what
Hell
I mean?
Yeah,
I miss that guy. I miss Travis too.
Yeah, Travis. Yeah, the good doctor, man. He was on, we did a live stream, last week or the week before? And he popped on and he was like, "You handsome gentleman, this and that." And I'm like, "Oh, man, what a sweetheart."
He's always a sweetheart. I don't know if he's still doing it, but he designs like these awesome Swedish bathrooms that have like the toilet. It's like all tile. It's like one big shower. And I love that. That's such a cool idea. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Somebody shits all over the wall. Guess what? You can bring in the garden hose.
Right? Man. No dirty toilet. You're just putting it right there.
Exactly. It works, man. Get that garden hose up.
Yeah.
Hose that shit up.
We've been talking to Karen from the Earkick app, and she's from Zurich, Switzerland. And And it's just, it's so cool to like get these. It just felt like we were sitting around at a potluck talking about a potluck. We were talking about, I don't know how we started talking on potatoes for 5 minutes, and I got to like chapter list this stuff. And I was like, I guess we're talking about potatoes now. But it's really interesting. If you take somebody from Europe and somebody from the West Coast, somebody from the East Coast here, it's like suddenly, what do you do with a potato? It's so weird, you know?
The conversation could go any which way they wants to.
Right. I think it was Gandhi, to paraphrase it. When you're thinking about the potato, all you're thinking about is the potato.
Oh, wow.
But he was talking about cleaning a latrine, you know? He's like, yeah, the world seems big and bad, but when you're cleaning a latrine, really the only thing you're thinking about is cleaning the latrine.
Well, it's a shitty job, but somebody's got
to
do it.
That's right. Well, his theory was everybody had to do it. Like, it wasn't one person's job. Nobody was beneath anybody. It was just a commune, an ashram, and an ashram is a community, and a community doesn't put one or the other, you know? So, yeah. I like that you build it for people. That's what America is too, by the way. It's just a big ashram built for the people. One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are some that take advantage of it. There's those that like to help and assist and watch it grow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think we're part of the ones that like to watch it, you know, build up and watch it grow. You know?
I think so. I don't want people to freak out one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Like the 60s were pretty bad. Right?
Oh, God.
Man, the 70s were pretty corrupt. The 80s had Ronald Reagan and AIDS, and 90s were war. The early 2000s were like Afghanistan. Like, it's never been settled. You know what I mean?
No, never has. And it's like, are we just going to continue with an ugly existence? Yeah. How are we going to shape this up and fix it? How are we going to shape it for our kids, you know, the generations after them? You know, is there a solution? There probably isn't, because we don't have the money to make it so. You know what I mean? We're these poor bastards. Uh-huh. I mean, we're not necessarily poor, but in all the scheme of the world, you know, we're very poor. We have no influence.
Right.
We have, you know, all we can do is, you know, talk to people, say, hey, man, let's light this fire up.
Well,
let's get this. Let's fucking riot peacefully.
Well, I don't think it's rioting. I think it's giving up. I think where we're headed is, so you know what Jupiter looks like, right? Like Jupiter's cool. It has all these different colored bands that go around it, and then there's this like giant storm that goes through all of them, like just twist. And so if you can think of like politicians and CNN and Fox, they're one band right there going around the planet. And as it goes around, they're like, we're important. And we're like, oh, fuck, they're important. What did they say? It matters. They're not important. They're not any more important than we are. Yeah. It's just, it doesn't matter now that they got their job corruptly, or however they got the job, they're using it corruptly. They're using it to line their own pockets on both sides. And so it's like, you're not important anymore. So you can make a law, but I dare you to enforce it. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead and you go ahead and put 190 million women in prison. Just try it. You know what I mean? Just and try and put in prison men that decide whatever they're deciding. You know, it's like you can't make me follow a law. I'll find a way out of it. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I got high for 30 years before it was legal. So, you know, we'll find a way and we'll give up on the government. And guess what? We'll just kind of stop paying our taxes because we're not going to show any provable income because everything we do is off the books. And then suddenly you're not going to have the money you want to spend, you know?
Exactly. Piece of shit. There should be some kind of, I mean, I've said this before, and I really honestly think that there should have been some kind of term limits to all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, sure, I get the judicial system. You know, they want to be lifetime or they want to retire on the bench. Okay, cool. Yeah. But, you know, do something good for the world, for our country, at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these politicians who go in there, you know, millionaire, come out multimillionaire. Are you serious? You know, where's that NASCAR jacket with all the patches and saying who's that? Lying in your pockets. That's what I want to see.
That's right. Yeah. I don't have a problem with gun ownership. I have a problem with the NRA specifically forming the message, telling me what I should think. You know what I mean? Like, that's my problem, is that we didn't sit down and have a conversation like we did with the national debate we had, the network debate with Ryan and Sean. And we sat down and talked about it. Nobody did that to come up with something to put in the Constitution. Like, hey, you have a right to bear arms, and this was what that means. You have a right to abortion, and by the way, here's what it means. We can throw that in any times with 2/3 of Congress voting on it, or 37 states. We could do that. We're not even working on that. So
no, not at all.
When people say, let's fight, I'm like, how do you plan on fighting? Because all of these options that have been open for the last 50 years aren't, they're still there.
Exactly. You're just not taking advantage of them. What are you doing?
Right. Women have been trying to get equal rights since 1920, and the ERA just needs to be ratified by 37 states. You know, women, like, they deserve equal rights. Why isn't that passed? Like, why wasn't it passed in 1940?
Why isn't it passed? Why are we so backwards in our in our deciding? And it just makes no sense.
It just doesn't make any sense. No.
No.
And so I'm not going to listen. Like, I was, in Washington State, we did a show on the candidates, right? And there's this really gross MAGA candidate, and I questioned him, and he's like, well, let me come on your show. And I was like, answer my questions. And he's like, you're just trying to get me on the record. And I was like, exactly, because I don't want to have, I asked him, is Joe Biden president? Was 1/6 a peaceful protest? Like, you know, I asked him these questions because I don't want to have that argument for an hour on air. Just I want to know that we can talk about the policies. And he was like, you're just trying to rope me into it. And I was like, yes, exactly. I'm trying to get past this point here. But then I discovered Tiffany Smiley, by the way. And she's like a triage nurse. And her husband is he's a serviceman that lost his eyesight in the Middle East and came back, and they were like, we're gonna kick him out of the military. And she was like, no, you're not. And so he's still serving, you know. And I was like, I like her better than the Democrat. Like, I'm all about Tiffany Smiley. I was like, I hope Adam learns about Tiffany Smiley, because she seems really cool, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't want a politician, and I don't want some copy paste MAGA guy that's like, whatever Donald Trump says. Oh, gross.
Come on. We have got to be more evolved than that.
Just that's what I'm saying.
Somebody with really bad hair who's really degrading to women. Is that what we want our kids to look up to? I mean,
he's the iPhone 1, and we're already on the iPhone 9. You know what I mean? Like, he's so old school with his, you know, he's like, Archie Bunker. Ugh. Do you remember Archie Bunker?
Yes, I do.
He's like Archie Bunker. If he wasn't the former president, you wouldn't tell him from the other 5 million old people saying the same thing in Florida. They all retire to Florida, and they hate each other, and they hate everybody else. You know?
Let's avoid Florida. Jason, right? Get out of there.
I want like an age restriction. I want like at 65, when everybody else in the world has to retire, I think they should have to retire too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Be done with everything. Get out of the public spotlight. Yeah. It's time to get some new blood in there. Some rationale thinking, new blood. Was not corrupt. Well, good luck, because everybody's corrupt, apparently.
Right.
You know, when it comes to politics.
There's a guy in your state, Pierre the Progressive, who wants like term limits. He's like, and I want transparency everywhere. Like when the Senate meets in the back room, that should be, we should know what's going on there. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, Pierre, like, I like you too, you know?
Yeah. Like, don't thinking tell about me. The bigger picture.
Don't tell me what to think, right?
Yeah. God damn, you know, damn. Free will.
But that's politicians, right? Yeah. And we're here in the other 99% of Mars, just like trying to survive. All those other bands were getting like tossed together because of that storm that goes through. We got to figure out, women have to figure out if men are the problem. If men did this to them, then they need to find the men that will help them. Like, get behind them, right? Yep. Black women need, if they feel like they're being treated unfairly, they need to get white male support, because white males are in power. And so white males seeing other white males fighting, they get it. Like George Floyd, Al Sharpton was like, I want to say thank you to all the white people and disabled people and Latino people and Asian people for coming out and standing with us. That made the difference. Yeah. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There was, of course, there was the motive, you know, to bring, you know, light to the injustice, you know, and it did a trick. It really did the trick. It did it change anything? I don't think so. You know, it just made, it held people more accountable. Yeah. You know, oh, okay. Well, we'll make small changes in public light. When what happens when nobody's around to see is that they revert back to their old behaviors?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. How, some of them.
Yeah. It's some just really shitty.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It did. I think it did good. And I think there were some positives to the whole George Floyd situation, which
me too
was still shitty. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we brought everybody together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I said it to a friend of mine, and I don't like saying this too out loud, but George Floyd was killed because he was black, but he was detained because he was disabled. Like, his claustrophobia and anxieties were the reason that he couldn't get into that car, and he was thrown on the ground. So I like to remind people of that. And Jacob Blake, the kid that was shot 7 times in the back in Milwaukee, like, yeah, he, you know, he's black, but he's also now disabled. Like, he's mine too. You know? Yeah. Like, so yeah. I wanted to show people there's more to it than that, you know?
Yeah, there's more to it. There is some severe racial injustice going on. And we, as people growing up, me as a minority, seeing all this shit, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not going to change. Oh, okay. So what hope does my kid have?
Right.
Now my kid is half Mexican, half white. You know what I mean? And so now what is my kid going to go through? He's going to go through some racial bullshit.
Yeah.
Like he already has.
That's a shame.
And it's so painful to watch my kid go there. So when I go to the school and I'm like, I'm lit up, and that principal knows that I'm lit up, but I show up with a law enforcement with me. He's like, oh, he came to fuck some shit up.
Right.
Because I don't stand for that. I don't stand for racial injustice. I don't stand for mistreatment of any kind of minority or women of any kind of minority background.
Right.
I just can't stand it. I, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, I saw something happen. And I did something about it. You know what I mean?
Feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, the dude I scared the shit out of myself, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to break this motherfucker's jaw. Mm. You put hands on a woman, one, and I see it, it's on.
Right.
There's no reason for it. Do not. Just don't do it in front of me. And it turned out the guy was a state trooper, and I was about to break this dude's jaw. You know what I mean? So he got in trouble for it, you know, and I'm not going to get into it because it's still an ongoing case, whatever.
Yeah.
But just don't beat on a fucking woman, because I will fuck you up. You know what I mean? And I don't mean to say fuck as many fucking times as I fucking did, but you know what? Sorry.
Well, the best thing to do is like gather in mass around it so that that person knows that it's happening. You know, I honestly, I was in a situation where one of my friends, it wasn't my friend at the time. I didn't know them, but they were in the bar and some people were picking on him because he was LGBT, I'll say. And I don't even know. Like, I still to this day don't know. I just know he's that kind of guy, right? Mm-hmm. But he was getting picked on. And so I just walked over to his table and sat down. And then my other four friends came to his table and we just sat down and we just started eating and we ordered at the table. Those guys disappeared. We sat down with this guy and we had a great night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We weren't forceful. We weren't assholes. We were like, he's not alone, you know? And I think more people just have to do that. Like, I don't care what table I'm eating at, but I guarantee you, if you're picking on somebody, I'll support them. I'll go over there, you know?
100%. Yeah. Power to the people in numbers. You know what I mean?
But I want people to think about George Floyd that way. Like, he was disabled too. And like, I was at the airport and I had to go through the x-ray, you know what I mean? And the guy's like, put your hands up. So I put my hands up. He's like, no, put your hands up like it shows on the wall. And I was like, I'm blind. But this guy was like getting really angry. Like, he was trying to prove to everybody what a dick he was, right? Because he was so busy. But he started with, I said, can you want to just be, you know, and he started yelling at me. And finally, when he got close enough, he saw me and I hit my cane and my wheelchair over there. And I was like, I'm blind. And he was like, oh, all right, put your arms up like this. And I was like, thank you. All you had to do was make the position you wanted me to do. You know?
Oh, what a dick.
But that's what I'm saying is we are at risk, the disabled people, and there's over half of police incidents are because of a form of disability. They're increased because of someone's disability and the lack of knowledge of how to deal with that. And George Floyd was one of those people. And so I want every disabled person to see themselves in George Floyd and Jacob Blake, black, white, Asian or not, you know, because that's what's important. Your disability could really get you hurt.
Oh, big time, man. And it's not even the person who's disabled's fault.
Well, no, it really of course
is. It's a miscommunication between somebody who is not disabled and not understanding how to deal. And you're right. Yeah. Education is a very important, especially now. You know what I mean? When, you know, cops are trigger happy, you get people who want to assert their dominance over somebody. You know, I always say assert your dominance first and then ask questions later. But that's because of the people that I work with who just kind of tools a little bit anyway. But they're not disabled.
I get you. Yeah,
I get you. In an instance when you don't know, how about this? A little kindness.
Yeah.
Is that difficult? Hey, Jason, hey, can you do this? You're blind. Heck, let me assist you. Can I show you how this needs to be done so you don't get yourself tased?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. I couldn't see it. If you're in the dark and you're pointing something, if you're saying, come to this spot, I can't. Like, no. And if you're putting your flashlight, and this doesn't happen to me. I don't leave the house. But there's reason. And there's other things. Like, a transgender person getting shot isn't getting shot because they're transgender. They're getting shot because they're reacting to the situation because of the way their mental illnesses react to that. Like, stress and adrenaline lead to anxiety, and that just heightens your mental disabilities. And that's scary as shit.
It is scary, man. And there's no real accurate solution to fix it. There's no real.
Nicer people, better people make a better world, right? And I love I love Adam Has a Beard for that, because you guys, you do the spirit. You're my shaman. You're my like spiritual ahead of the game guy. You know what I mean? You're over there doing float tanks when I'm just learning how to meditate. You know, you're flying a plane when I'm learning just to carve out my own mental spaces. You know,
you just got to keep moving forward. You just got to change. You know, like you said, man, change the world. How do you want the world to be? You know, I want, so when Jason comes to Washington, I want him to see, oh fuck, you know what? It's kind here, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind. And that's what I'm striving for. You know, I mean, that's what we're striving for with the podcast. You know, Sean's going to moving back here pretty soon. We're going to start doing live podcasts. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. You know, he dropped that on me two episodes ago.
Same place?
Pretty legit. Yeah, same location, different house, obviously. And so he's just waiting to get things cleared up and packed up and moved. And then he's come back. And then, of course, I got my own Jeffrey, you know, Jeffrey James. He's on a podcast occasionally. He loves the podcast. And
nice.
So I got those two, and we're just trying to change the world. And like, you know, Pride Month, you know, everybody laughed at me because I would say, you know, Happy Pride Month.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's a matter of being funny. I think it's a matter of like, you know what? Celebrate our differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, hell yeah. Oh, this person is a LGBTQIA plus, because now they added the IA here in Washington. I don't know if they have done it nationally or not.
I am the A, by the way.
Okay, IAs, right? So
yeah,
you know, Happy Pride Month. I mean,
and so what? Is Kai, by the way.
And there's, I see nothing. See, I don't see that. I see these beautiful people who are just trying to exist.
Me too. Yeah,
with the same equal rights as myself, as the neighbor next to me. As it doesn't matter. These are kind people, beautiful people who are just trying to exist and make a difference in the world, like I am.
Yeah, you know, and I don't need to have an opinion on it.
Exactly. It's not my place. My place is to, oh, do I see an injustice happening? Oh, I'm about to fuck some shit up.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Oh, you're picking on that person? Oh, mm-hmm. Be prepared to unleash, you know, you've just unleashed hell. And yeah. I'm sorry for your luck.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's my position. My podcast is, we're here for your mental health. We're here for, you know, to support you. It doesn't even depend on what you're fighting for. As long as you're not trying to harm, hurt, maim, kill anybody who is lesser than you, hey, I'll stand behind it. But if you're gonna be some racist Nazi punk who thinks that the MAGA system is the best system in the world, you got problems.
I don't have a problem with that person if they're not hurting anybody. If you're just sitting in your house being racist MAGA fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, like, be racist MAGA fuck and close the door.
Yeah. Like, and here's the true test. I don't care if a pedophile is a pedophile. I care if a pedophile hurts somebody. Like, if you're going to sit in your house and fantasize about little kids, that's gross. That's disgusting. You have the right to do it. But the minute you harm, touch, interact, anything with a child, then no, you're dead. Like, I don't like you anymore. Yeah. You know, because everybody have problems and they can find ways. A pedophile can go get mental health therapy too, right? They're on a waiting list too.
Yeah. They're also on a registered list.
And
they're also on a waiting list. Yeah.
And what's important to understand is that MAGA sees a real issue with our politics, right? Like, they're on to something. The problem is their solution is way, way, way off. You know what I mean? And if they could learn that they're people and we are people, like, I'm an independent. I'm proud of being an independent.
Yes. More,
if you're MAGA, if you can just come to independent status instead of Democrat status, then we can work together because we see the same problems. It's just you want one man, and I don't want that. Like, I like the idea of term limits. What I like, this is an ancient idea of mine. Guess what, Adam? You just got a summons to be in Congress for the next 4 years. You're going to have an apartment. They're going to give you a siphon for your food, your medical needs, but it's jury duty for the next 4 years. You're going to serve in Congress and you're going to
fucking rock and roll, buddy.
And then you're done.
Make a difference.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
And then somebody else gets the summons. I like that idea. I don't like the idea of people
being groomed.
Lying to me about it, just straight out lying about what they're. Oh, you remember Donald Trump when he was running? He was like, I am going to be so good to the LGBT community, you won't even believe it. Like, I am the best friend to black people ever. Disabled people love me. What are you talking about? No. He just lied to me, and that's my problem. He didn't fix anything.
No.
He just stole as much money out of it as he could, you know?
Yeah.
And so do others.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But there is there's people like this Katie Porter that vow never to take PAC money or donor money. They're there to do the job. They get paid $140,000 a year. That's all they need to live. You know, there is good people and they're yeah. transparent, and we need to make that exceptional, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I would go serve in Congress for 4 years.
What's I would up? Too.
Public Access America.
It's always funny because, like, especially because as, you know, libertarians, we get a ton of shit, even amongst other libertarians.
I think political philosophy is a lot like religion, and where there's moments you have to go on faith and trust what somebody else is saying.
The main focus is it's like less dependence on the government because, well, we've seen how that's gone.
And you don't have to do that if you think about it in a human way.
You know, more dependence on connections with each other.
But you can always bring it back to what would one human do for another? What would 100 do for 100?
People looking out for people.
Find Public Access America anywhere you find your favorite podcast every Sunday and Thursday. And join the chat on YouTube at Public Access America every Sunday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Communities looking out for community.
Public Access America. History in the making, making history in the making, in the making, in the making, in the making.
Let's see. So Adam and I met, what, in 2010? 2010, Adam and I met when I was making a show called The Unsigned Countdown. And that was a great show. You know, podcasters, like, practicing being a podcaster is important, like this. Right? Like, a lot of times you have to be by yourself so that you can actually grow as a person. I can't do the single person podcast. That's what I love about Kai and Unsubscribe. Yes, that's a great show. And a lot of her stuff is solo stuff, and I love that. I want to know how she does that, because I have a hard time doing that. I did earlier this week record just to see if I could, and it was garbage. And so recording by yourself is kind of tough, you know. Adam tried that once too. And I think the real problem with podcasting is like finding people that will podcast. You know what I mean? I think the strongest part of growing a podcast is suddenly having a group of people around you that you can call to be like, hey, can you come on the podcast and talk, you know? And I know Adam had a problem. That was how the Unsigned Countdown was, right? It was like me and Tony and you. Yep. And it was like, we need somebody else. And we brought Johan on, right? And Mortius and Travis. And then when others couldn't, you know, it was like this cool thing because we always had interchangeable parts. But in the end, everybody wanted to be on the show all the time.
Yeah.
But nobody actually wanted to put work into creating what we were talking about. So yeah. The more, like, we had one time we had like 10 people, and like it was tough, like doing all the work,
chaos
for all that.
<You know>? Just watching what you did too, man, because like you put in so much work, and people don't understand. It's like when you were searching for music,
right?
You weren't searching music in your area code. You were searching for music globally.
Globally, yeah.
And you must have gone through so many songs, yeah. So many artists, and you're like, oh, hey, oh shit, here's 10. Okay, so these, you know, this is what I'm looking
for. Yeah.
And then you send them to everybody, and you get 10 different opinions, and it's just like, then you're like, okay, oh, you didn't do your homework.
Oh, God, yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. And it was so frustrating to watch you get frustrated. And it's like, damn it. Yeah. Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they just, you know, all you got to do is just listen and give some opinions and some feedback.
Right. Yeah. Like in your area, right? Like,
yeah.
Tony was a bassist. I wish he would have talked more about the bass. And like, but that's cool. Mm-hmm. It was cool for a long time. But then all of a sudden we started like making fun of bands instead of like pushing them up, and I didn't want to be a part of that. Like,
yeah.
And that was partly because I was like, we can't just stay in metal forever, because we did a show with 10 death black metal songs. And to me, it was an hour of one song, because every song was 18 minutes, you know? It was like so tough. And how do you rank that? Well, this guy's growl was like slightly longer than that guy. And I didn't want to do that. And, you know, like I wanted to reach out to the Derek Cornettes, the more of the singer-songwriters, the guys that were like just in it for the music types, you know what I mean? And So, but it was fun. And it, we both, I think, learned a little bit about just podcasting, the give and take, having people. And like I was saying, you got me at a great time. I was with somebody and then they were leaving. And then you were like, I need, can you help me make a podcast? And I was like, that's so perfect because I need something, you know? And even that, people don't realize what that is that's really scrambling once a week to try and find somebody that will say yes to a point in time during the week. And people don't want to do that. Like, they just don't want to. You know?
They're like real hesitant about it. And I don't understand the hesitation. It's like, do you want to do this or you do not want to do this? You
know right. what I mean? People don't know us then because what I always get is, what are we going to talk about? And my problem is always like, what aren't we? Like,
you know? People always tell me, it's like, well, what's your script look like? And I'm like, my script? What are you talking about? Script?
Well, right.
Your agenda for your podcast. I'm like, oh, let me look. Oh, it's whatever the fuck I want. Oh, wait. Well, how does that work? Come onto the show, you find out. And then they come onto the show and they're like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like free range chickens.
2 hours later, you're in your third goodbye and they're not catching on, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, you didn't get it. Okay. But
that's how that Inspirations Beyond Disabilities.
Yeah,
that was such a great group of people that wanted to talk for hours, like beyond that hour. Like they would talk like 4 hours. And then it was like, what do I do with this? Like,
But I think that they found an avenue or someplace where they can just meet up and like just free range talk and just go for it. And I think you giving them that was pretty inspirational. You know what I mean?
I think because it was cool. The problem is blind people don't like other blind people as much.
Okay.
Like, yes, somebody that's totally blind doesn't like me using the word blind, right? Because I can see a little. And so to them, I'm offensive. But then to other people, when I use the word disability, they're like, well, I don't have a disability. What are we calling it? A difference? Yeah. Like what, you know? And so we're looking for all these reasons to hate. And then there's autistic people. And they're on a spectrum that hates each other too. And then there's people in wheelchairs that are like, oh, you still have your legs. And it's like disabled people. There's so many. There's 50 million. There is more disabled people registered as like the acknowledging their disability. There's 50 million. There's 45 million black people in the country. There's more disabled people than black people, but we'll never get together and we'll never accomplish anything because I don't like him because he's using the word legally blind and I use the word, you know, and it's like, it frustrates me. And then nobody wants to talk about this stuff. And so I kind of gave up. I mean, I have a tweet that asks people what reasonable accommodation they need because I'm hoping to make a list so that when I get to talk to a politician, I can be like, so here's what I want to know if you can do this for the disabled community. When I talk to a politician, I want, you know, ramps. Can we get the elevator ding back? Like, can we get these crosswalks that this person needs? Can we get this for this person? Can we get, you know, that's what I want to do, but nobody will respond with their needs. They're just like... Oh, and so of course government's going to fail them because they don't know what to ask for. A politician can walk up to me and be like, what do you need? And I'm going to be like, I'll tell you exactly what I need. But there's other people that are like, oh no, I don't want to tell you. Tell me.
If it's your time to shine, why don't you just shine a little bit? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, we get
all this time to think about it.
We get surprised by the answer. What's the one thing that can change your life? And you're like, invisibility? I'd love to fly. Which would you rather have, super strength or the ability to fly or invisibility?
I think it would be probably flight.
Me too.
I'd like to fly over to have a cocktail with you. You know,
I would just like to fly to an island and sit there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Or just hover right above my house about like a mile. Just be like, yeah, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be peaceful.
I mean, strength would be cool, but invisibility would be creepy.
Yeah, invisibility is kind of creepy, and strength is an obligation I don't want. Help, help. What? You know, this rock fell on our daughter. Oh, crap. All right. I was just going to eat, but okay. You know, but flight, nobody wants you dragging them up in the air. You know,
yeah.
I fly, you don't.
Exactly. I'm going to go for a rip real quick.
Right. I don't have super strength now. I can't lift you and hold you that long up there.
Right. I can sure go for a flight myself.
Yeah. I think that's funny. But I do want to, like, hey, hold on. Thank you for listening to Public Access America. My name is Jason. His name has been Adam. Go listen to Adam Has a Beard anywhere you find your favorite podcast. And check out our live stream every Sunday, noon Eastern, live at 9 a.m. Pacific.
To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you.
This is our moment.
This is our time. To those who seek peace and security, we support you.
Yes, we can.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns, tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbow. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody. Gonna hit as hard as life.
Ask not.
Yes, we can.
What your country can do for you.
I have a dream.
Ask what you can do for your country.
My poor little children.
Yes, we can.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
Welcome to Public Access America.
Yes, we can.
Sunday live streams on YouTube.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad.
On Twitter.
Prove what?
Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Smart Radio, Public, and Spotify.
Yes, we can.
Public Access America. History in the making.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.